we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you are listening to the Refresh Radio program. And we want to say thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. Area code 321-632-9538. They are just wonderful, wonderful folks. And if they can help you out with your air conditioning or your electric, you might even want to get your heater checked out just in case you need to turn that on if it dips below 80 degrees outside. So 321-632-9538. They travel anywhere in the county from coast to the inland border. They go from all the way down to the southern tip of Brevard County to the northern tip of Brevard County, and they can handle any type of unit, whether it is central air, central heat, a window unit, split system, a package unit, you name it, they can deal with that, as well as dealing with the electrical issues. And so that's how I have primarily dealt with them, is through the electrical side of the company, and they have done a fine job every time we have needed them. And so I encourage you to give them a call, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. So starting off a new week here, and we are starting off with a new fruit of the Spirit. We spent a lot of time on peace. I believe that there is a great deal of need for peace in our society right now. The Bible says in the last days, people's hearts would fail them for fear. There is just so much uncertainty. Used to be you would go to work for a company and you'd be there for the rest of your life. And now that has changed a great deal. Used to have pensions. Now you don't have that. There's so much that has changed that people don't have any of those real tangible things that we used to have to hang on to. Well, what do you do? What do you hang on to? Who do you hang on to when there is nothing else that is stable? I want you to know that the only person who has ever been worthy to cling to, and he's still in the clinging business. He's still sure, and his name is Jesus. And so as long as we keep our minds and our eyes fixed upon Jesus, he will keep us in perfect peace. So that's what we have been talking about. We've actually been working through the progressive relationship that we have with God, the Holy Spirit, and we had come to the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. So let me start off by reading verse 22 today. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So today we are going to be talking about the long-suffering or the patience that God wants to produce in us. Not just in the people around us, but produce patience in us. The only way that you know that God has worked patience in you is if he put you in a situation where impatience would have been the action of the day before, and that now you find yourself having a patient, confident expectation that he is going to work all things together for your good because you love him and you're called according to his purpose. And I see this a lot of times in traffic. I see people who are driving, and sometimes it's me, most of the time it's not, but I see people who are just in a crazy hurry to get someplace because they have postponed their schedule. They've dilly-dallied too long. They overslept, whatever. They got stuck behind somebody. And I see them get frustrated with people who are driving at the appropriate speed. So I see people bobbing and weaving in all sorts of crazy situations, which I, as I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, man, I hope they really are as skilled as driving as they think they are, because if not, they're getting ready to be a greasy spot in the middle of the road. The way that I remedied that situation, and I do put this as a remedy, is I just made sure that I planned on getting places earlier than what I had to be there. And you would be amazed at the change of mindset that creates whenever you have built in margin into your life. That's a word that we might not talk an awful lot about, but God does not want you running your motor with the pedal to the metal, floorboarding the accelerator the entire time. You need a Sabbath rest. I need a Sabbath rest. And so we need to make sure that we build those in to our lives, because it will create a healthier us. It will also create a more patient us with other people. See, whenever we're in a hurry, then all of a sudden that begins to manifest in a lack of patience in other people. So there are a number of different words that are used for patience and long-suffering throughout the Word of God, and we're going to get into some of those and discuss those meanings. But I will tell you this. This is not a mindset that is an excuse for inaction. That's not what this is at all. And I will touch on that, if not on today's broadcast, I will on tomorrow's. Patience is not the excuse for inaction. That's neglect. Patience says, I'm faced with a circumstance, And I know that there's going to be a glorious outcome to it, and I'm going to do what I can, but I'm going to also follow the Lord's instructions, and I'm going to wait upon Him, and I'm going to see what God will do for me. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. What I want you to see is that this is a fruit of the Spirit. That's what I primarily want to focus on today. This is a fruit that comes from God, produced in us because of the nature of God. It is a fruit that God the Holy Spirit produces in us because it is the nature of God. God is the God of patience. And I'm going to read several verses today to show you that. And we're going to begin in the book of Romans, in the 15th chapter, Romans chapter 15. I'm not going to talk on the whole part of every aspect of patience in this passage. I'm going to save the second part for a later time. But Romans chapter 15, verse number 4 says this: "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and the comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." I want you to hear the benediction that is mentioned there in verse number 5. "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So the reason that it takes the Holy Spirit to produce the fruit of patience in us is because it is the nature of God. God is long-suffering with us because he doesn't want any to perish, but all to come to everlasting life. And I don't know about you, but I'm very, very thankful that God is a patient God with me. And I strive a great deal to be patient with people. Now, there's a difference between patience and incompetence. I will be patient during extraordinary circumstances. I will be patient when you are doing the best that you can. But I will be one of the first people to tell you that whenever I just see sloth or whenever I see incompetence going on, then I don't want to get impatient. I just want to exhort. I just want to help them to find a better way. I just want them to kick it up to the next level because I see potential in the situation. And maybe nobody's ever mentioned that to somebody. And so I'm always looking to improve, not just my own self, but other circumstances as well. And if I don't have the authority to speak into that situation, then I'm just in a conundrum that I'm just going to have to learn to be patient and say, okay, I don't have authority. I don't have jurisdiction here. And so we're just going to go ahead and move forward. I was having lunch with my daughter one day. It was at a restaurant that we had eaten at before. And I didn't have the ability to change things at the restaurant there. I was just a customer. And so I just closed my eyes as I was eating my lunch. And she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm just trying to remember my very last trip here. You know, I wasn't going to be able to change the circumstances. And it wasn't, the food wasn't that good. The service wasn't that good. And I said, okay, I'm just not going to put myself in this position anymore." God is patient. And that wasn't the first time I'd been there. I want you to know, God is a patient God. And so if you and I, if we are impatient people, if we're impatient with other people constantly, then we need to remember that that is the measure that God will use against us. The measure that you use will be how it will be measured back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men pour into your bosom. That's the way that God operates. So I need God to produce the fruit of patience in my life. And he does that by reminding me that he is the God of all patience and all comfort. He is the God of all patience and all comfort. So let me give you just a little bit of a definition about what this particular word for patience is in Romans chapter 15. It is a cheerful endurance of patiently waiting, continually, patiently, cheerfully waiting. That's what God is. So he's not up there, you know, and I don't know if you can hear my fingers doing this, you know, as I wrap them here on the desk in front of the microphone, or I could maybe do it on the microphone to where you hear it that way. But a lot of times when people are waiting impatiently, they find something to do. They find something to do with their fingers. Some people twirl their hair. Some people just, you know, make a little bit of noise or twiddle their thumbs or cross their eyes or you name it. They just find something, some sort of busy work to keep themselves busy or preoccupied. God is not up there lamentingly waiting. He is cheerfully and patiently enduring what you and I are going to do. God believes in you. He believes in me. He believes that we are going to make the right choice. He believes that we are going to choose his path over the path that leads to destruction. And so I just want to encourage you to have joy while you're having patience. God is not only the God of patience, but he is also the God of comfort. And the reason that he manifests is in those two aspects of his nature is to bring a like-mindedness or a unity to the body of Christ. God is sitting on the throne, working actively in the hearts of his kids, demonstrating the way that we should operate so that we would be like-minded. We would think, speak, and act the way the Father acts. And I am pretty confident of this. Most people listening to my voice did not embrace faith in the Lord Jesus Christ the very first time you heard about him. Most people did not have a complete and total life-altering, sin-abandoning encounter with God the very first time. You probably didn't come out of the womb with your hands raised and hallelujahs crossing your lips. God was patient with all of us. And so we need to make sure that we exhibit that patience and that comfort that God has demonstrated to you and I, that we do that to other people as well. So I want to take you now over to the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. It's right before 1 Timothy and chapter 3 and verse number 3. I just like reading about God. So maybe this will be a blessing to you. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. May God direct you, your hearts, into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. That's just a tremendous verse. Again, it's that same thing. It is that same word that means to cheerfully, patiently endure. And it comes from the anointed one of God. It is what God wants. It says, may the Lord direct your hearts into these things. So we see that it is not only the nature of God, but it is the destiny that God has for us. He wants us to manifest this same characteristic that was in Jesus Christ. I am persuaded, absolutely and thoroughly convinced that God wants his people doing whatever they do to the glory of God, but also doing it with joy. Jesus was so cheerfully patient that he endured the suffering of the cross for the joy that was on the other side of the cross. Impatience will frustrate. A lack of patience will rob you of your peace. It will rob you of your joy. It'll rob you of everything that God wants you to have in your life. And Paul says, I am praying that that God will make this a reality, that he will direct you into the patience that Jesus Christ has. Okay? We live in a very, very fast-paced society. And with that tremendous speed has come greater expectations, and therefore has come greater frustrations. When we first came to the church, computers were already on the scene. I mean, one of the guys that I hung out with in Bible college, he showed up with a wonderful computer. I mean, it just made his life absolutely wonderful back in the 80s in college. While the rest of us were hunting and pecking on typewriters, he was printing his out on an Apple computer, Macintosh, and it was just wonderful. And so when we first came to the church, we were having to do all of our records by hand. We were having to do the accounting by hand. And a person said, man, we want to give you one of our old computers. We've got a computer that's faster, and so we just want to give you this. And you talk about a wonderful gift. All of a sudden, it wasn't taking hours and hoping and praying that things reconciled. I mean, my wife and I, we used to do a happy dance when throw the hands up in the air and shout hallelujah, because everything balanced all the way down to the penny. They still do. But it took hours and hours and hours, and we were a really small church at that time. And we started using that computer and got to learn how to use it. And I said, I don't see why all of these people are running around trying to get faster speeds when they need to realize that this is already exponentially faster than what things were before. And then all of a sudden, I was that person, because it was frustrating having to sit there and watch that thing take forever and ever and ever to boot up. God wants us patience. And so sometimes, rather than being busier, maybe we need to do a little bit more of planning margins in our life so that we can experience the jubilant presence of God. Now, I want to take you to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, we're going to talk about another verse there. Revelation chapter 1, and I believe we are going to start reading in verse 9. Let's begin reading at verse 8. I changed my mind. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. He's always been the Almighty. And then John writes this, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. John here says that even though he was separated physically from the churches that he writes to, that he recognized that they had a connection, a relationship, because they shared the same Heavenly Father. And that they were not only brethren, they weren't just brothers, they weren't just siblings, but they were companions. They were in this fight together. So they were in two different places, but they were going through the same issues. And he said, we are companions in tribulation, we are brothers and companions in the kingdom, and we are brothers and companions and in the patience of Jesus Christ. Now, I think it's a good thing. I mean, if you're going to have to wait, you might as well wait with somebody. And John said, I just want you to know that for my part, because we're going through this together, that when the Lord's day came, even though I didn't have physical human beings around me, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I want to ask you this right now. How patient are you willing to be with God? How much patience does the Holy Spirit want to produce in you? If you knew that he was setting you up for revelation, if you knew that he was setting up to influence and impact the world for thousands of years to come, would that be worth waiting on? And people who don't know me very well, I mean, they know me some, but they know me pretty well, but they don't know. They've said, Bob's more patient than I am. Because he said, if I'd gone through some of the things that he's gone through, I would have already made a change in a certain area. And at that point in time, I just have to realize that Jesus was, is, and is to come, the Almighty God. And so I just continue to function the way that God wants me to function. And believe me, I'm not here to commend myself, because I see impatience a lot. My wife sees impatience in me a lot. My kids see impatience in me a lot. So I'm preaching to the choir here this morning. We need the fruit of the Spirit to produce patience in us. Now, I'm going to touch on one more passage, and then we'll get into this more on the next broadcast. Psalm 86 is a prayer of David, and it says this. I'll just read verse 11 through verse 15. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I love that verse. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Okay? And so David is writing this, and he said, God, I've got enemies in my life. I've got people who've risen up against me. I've got things that are trying to kill me. I live in the midst of a group of people who have not set you before them. They have turned their back on you. They have walked away from you. But God, those people have not changed who you are. I love that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, God, in the face of the proud, in the face of the violent, in those who seek destruction, of those who've turned their back on you, God, I want to focus on this. You are a God that is full of compassion. You are a God that is gracious. You are a God that is long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Where will you focus your attention today? Will you focus it on the problems, or will you allow the Holy Spirit to remind you of the truth that God is compassionate, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth? That's what I want to focus on today. Why don't we pray and ask God to have his perfect work in us, and today that he would begin a journey of making us patient in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we live in a busy world, but we have a patient God. And I pray today that in the heart of every man, woman, and boy and girl in this community, God, that you would produce the fruit of the Spirit in us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's like an order.